messages. And once the connection is established, the client sends an HTTP request message, and this message can include the URL of the specific object being requesting, for example, an HTML file. And at the step 3, the HTTP servers receive the request message and send the response. They need to send the response, okay? And servers, once receive the request message, they need to locate the requested object, for example, the HTML file, and then encapsulate it in an HTTP response message and send it back to the client. So they, at this step, the servers has been finished its job, so it needs to close its HTTP connections. Okay, so the HTTP client on the left side once receive the response and they need to freeze the context. And the client needs to extract the object HTML file, for example, and process it. In this example, the HTML file contains reference to other objects, such as images. For example, we have 10 JPG objects, so we need to repeat the above steps over 10 times until 10 objects has been completed the process, the processes. Okay? So this is the whole process of procedures of how the non-persistent HTTP to request the multiple objects. So this slide focuses on the time it takes to complete the non-persistent HTTP request response cycle and for a single object. So first of all, we need to define the RTT, the round trip time. Give the definition is that the time it takes for a small package to travel from the client to the server and back. Okay, this is called for one RTT, one round trip time. So the basic HTTP response times can consist of one RTT to initialize the TCP connections, and one RTT for HTTP request, and the first few bytes of the HTTP response and to return. And then the object file and the transmission time. It means the remaining time is spent transmitting the entire object from the servers to the client. So the total response time for a single object is in non-consistent HTTP is approximately 2 times RTT plus the file transmission time. Okay, any questions? So we start to work on some questions. There are 4 questions, and just start to answer some questions. Okay, and the sorry, there are 2.
just need to calculate how many objects we need to transmit in this link, and that we just need to break down and need to transmit one base HTML file and all 8 objects. So it takes 2 RPTs to transmit each object. So the base HTML and 8 objects into 9, the total objects number. So we need to just to multiply 2 RTTS equal to 18 RTTS. Okay? Any questions? So as for the non-persistent HTTP, as plus for the persistent HTTP, so we need to use establish one TCP connections one time, and then sequential object transmission can be used by the same. So it takes 2 RTTs to receive the base HTML file, and it's the same as for the non-persistent HTTP task. And that the all requests for the following 8 objects and need to send back to that. So they need to use 1 RTTs to transmit all of these 8 objects. So that for the whole procedures, it takes 3 RTTs to build
remind you that the expected value of the geometric distributions is 1 divided by the probability. So we need to divide and reduce this real knowledge. Okay. Okay, thumbs up for the sub questions A. Given the package loss probabilities P, so simply get the probability for the ice link doesn't fail is 1 minus P. Okay, so
stuff. So if we have a package P, and this is a router, and then we need to break down the two scenarios. The first package is being transmitted on this outbound link, so we can assume that one package is on the cloud, and that the other four package is in the queuing delay, right? So we need to sum that up, and then for this link, we need to the length. Questions? Okay. So the last questions is a bit harder than the other ones. So I leave 10 minutes for you to figure it out.
if the package, sorry, if the first package, the queue delays for the first package should be zero, right? Because it has been finished its transmissions. So for the second, package, it should be L by R. So should be
I minus L.
So this is for the answers for the first questions. And the second question, if we need to calculate the I larger than n divided by 2, so the same. But need to notice that we need to start from right, because n divided by 2, it just also belongs to the first scenario. So we need to begin calculating from the n divided by 2 plus 1. So the given delay should be so we can infer to the so we I just mentioned before you need to distinguish the answers for the first two questions to figure out the final questions. So the average queuing delays needs to take you can take the pictures and then to calculate the whole process after this class. And if you have any questions, you can leave and ask me, and if otherwise, you can leave now. Class over. Thank you.